exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win in Edmonton.
Here's McCabe all the way, scores!
Well, hello, hello. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Tuesday, August 24th. How you doing out there? I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys and the Goalie podcast. Today on the show is going to be an interesting one. But first, hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. I'll be joined by Tommy Gazzola as we'll talk about the OEG announcement today. The big news, and it's created quite a ruckus all over... good old Alberta here. But yeah, the news coming down. Tom Gazzola will break it all down. We'll also talk some hockey. Not a lot going on, guys. So we'll stick to the story from today. I'll get to it here shortly. But Tommy Gazzola will talk all things Edmonton Oilers. Another short episode today. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. And like I said, today, this is the release from the Oilers Entertainment Group as they announced today enhanced COVID-19 health and safety requirements at Rogers Place starting with the first Oilers preseason game on September 28th. And for the foreseeable future, fans age 12 and older must present proof of one of the following for entry into Rogers Place: proof of full COVID-19 vaccination received at least 14 days before the day of the game. Either electronic or paper records will be accepted. Alberta's immunization records are easily viewed online and available on cell phones through My Health Records or by downloading My Health Records app, or a negative COVID-19 test result from an approved testing provider taken within 48 hours of the game's scheduled start time. For example, if a game is on Thursday at 7 p.m., the COVID-19 test must be taken anytime beginning at 7 p.m., on Tuesday. OEG also requires all employees, volunteers, and contractors be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 virus with a Health Canada-approved vaccine or combination of vaccines at least 14 days prior to September 28, 2021. So they're getting down to business. I know a lot of, I worked at the station today, inbox, a lot of more positivity, more people on board, a lot of people not liking this, talking about their freedoms and all that, which is, it for me, it's just, it. I don't want to insult anyone, so I'll just leave it at that. But I mean, they're a private business. They're trying to keep people that attend their game safe, and that's what they decided to do. You have a choice. You can get tested if you don't want the vaccine. You have a choice. If you don't, then you won't be going to the games early on this season. We'll see how long this goes for, but that was a decision. We all saw this coming down the pipe, especially with Calgary news yesterday with the Saddle Dome and McMahon Stadium. Now we'll see what's going to happen with the Commonwealth Stadium and the Edmonton Elks. Of course, they're not going to play this week. They got 9 COVID cases, positive COVID cases, and we'll see if they follow suit here and follow the Edmonton Oilers. But good on the Oilers. I'm in favor of this. I know it's not everybody's it's not everybody's favorite right now. I know people are going to be upset and complain, and in this day and age, that's all we do is complain about everything. But they're doing it to keep their customers safe, whether you're with it or not. And there is options. You can get tested. Like, it's your choice at the end if you want to go or not. And I feel like a lot of teams are going to be doing this. We saw the Jets do it. We saw the Leafs organization, Calgary, now Edmonton. And people are saying, well, what about the players? Well, keep in mind, some of the players are vaccinated, some are not. Also, they get tested way more than we do here. So they're always getting tested. So they are complying. They are, because if they're not vaccinated, they're still getting tested almost every day. And I don't know if this is going to lead to less people going to the games. I truly don't, because at the station, guys and gals, I've been seeing it, that people don't even want to go to Commonwealth until they had the requirements, right? So, I mean, is this, there might be a drop, maybe in attendance, but I don't see it, especially with the Edmonton Oilers here. And I mean, this team has been bad for so long and it was always sold out. And I know people are going to bring up a few years ago. I know there wasn't that many people going to those games, but you get my point. So this is the big story of the day. Outside of that, not a lot going on NHL-wise. Ex-Red Wings, Valtteri Filppula signs in Switzerland. Canada, the women's in the World Hockey Championships. They get going at 4 o'clock today. They'll take on the Swiss, looking to go to 3-0. USA defeats Russia 6-0. Coming up later, Hungary and Japan at 7:30. You can catch all these games on throughout the TSN network. Go support the ladies there. But the big story is OEG and the Oilers will require proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test to enter the building. Let me know your thoughts and don't get like too gung-ho on this. Like, listen, we deal with a lot of it at the station. Some of the texts are just absolutely just outlandish. But yeah, it's to each their own. Yes, to each their own. But am I on board? Yes. And we'll ask Tommy Cazzola what he thinks of this. We can have a healthy conversation. We can be civil. We don't have to attack. And you have to believe me and I have to believe you. No, that's not what we're here for. But this was a possibility. Now it's a reality. And we move forward. There's options. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer? Choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry, you have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. So now bring in Tommy Cazzola from TSN 1260, the host on the pre and post game shows, also the Oil Stream podcast with Dustin Nielsen and a whole whack of other things. Tommy, how you doing, man?
I'm just so happy to be here with you. It's been a while. Here we are. We're a month away from training camp, pal. I'm excited.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane that how fast this year has gone by. Like you said, like in a month, we'll be breaking down the fourth line of the Edmonton Oilers. But before that, the big news today, and I don't think anyone should be surprised, especially what we saw with Calgary come down yesterday. The Oilers will require proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test. Tommy, this is a sports podcast and all that. And I know me and you have talked about this off air and all that when we hang out, but just your thoughts on this, because I'll be honest, like seeing Twitter and our inbox today, I thought it was a lot more positive, but you do have that small amount. But this is the right call, and this is something we're going to see, I think, a lot of teams throughout North America do.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like this was inevitable. It just seemed like it was coming, especially with other Canadian teams announcing it, other American teams announcing it, other teams in other sports leagues, Hernan announcing it. Yeah. And given the fact that this Delta and this fourth wave and all that we're going through, it honestly no surprise. Like when they announced it, I was just like, yeah, okay. I mean, I get it. I know people don't like it. Not everybody likes it. I don't think it's obviously intended to please everybody, but we're at the point now where I think everyone's fed up with COVID. We're getting closer to 2 years of it here. And if this is how to mitigate it and make everyone safe and get everyone in to watch sporting events and Oilers games, and they want to go with it as their way of doing things, then so be it. That's up to them to decide. And this is the decision that they have chosen to make. And we all have to abide by it, whether we like it or not. They just made the announcement, and I think that, you know, we're going to see a lot more teams make the same announcement. It just feels like the dominoes have already fallen, and they're going to continue to fall in the sports world here, Hernan.
Do you see any way that this decreases attendance at all?
No. You know why? Because I think people are starving to get into the building, probably because people want to live normally again, and now you know, for some, probably not all, again, generalizing, it'll push them to go get vaccinated, to just get it over with. And, you know, some might that have been hesitant go, fine, whatever, I'm going to be done with it. I'm going to go get it. And that's good. If that's the final carrot dangling in front of them that gets them to go and get the vaccine and help bring the numbers down and, oh, for God's sake, hopefully eradicate this thing and get rid of it after all this time, then good. So yeah, I'll just leave it there.
Yeah, because it's you still have an opportunity to go if you don't want the vax. You can get tested. Mm-hmm. It's got to be 48 hours before. And in our inbox, we saw a lot of why, how come the players? But let's be clear here. Like, if the player's not vaccinated, he's getting tested though, like daily.
Yeah.
So he's pretty much doing what the public's going to be doing that want to attend a game, right?
Yeah, and I don't know for sure, but I get the inkling and the something tells me that pretty much the majority of the players are vaccinated. I know that there's only a few that I've heard about that are like staunch adversaries of the vaccine. Mostly are for it. Most of them are understanding, and otherwise, you know, they have to follow other strict protocols, the masking, not being in certain areas and all that. There's still tons. People forget, and I think it's easy to forget given the amount of time that's elapsed. There's still protocols in place at the arenas. All of the equipment and training staff from teams, as of today, August 24th, have to adhere to COVID protocols put on by the National Hockey League in National Hockey League facilities. And it's like a semi-permeable bubble, if you will. Minimal interactions with others, especially if it's outside of family and friends that they don't know vaccine status. Nanso, like July 1st was when Oilers players started practicing at the downtown community rink. Not a ton of them, just a bunch of guys. But because they're using the team's facilities, they had to adhere to the protocols. So that hasn't changed. Like, so if a guy's vaccinated or decides not to be vaccinated, there's still protocols. And I think, you know, we've seen other leagues do this, MLB, NFL, whatever. Once you get to a certain threshold and percentage of people vaccinated, then they start to ease restrictions. So those are still in place. And I feel like they will still be in place when we get going in training camp in the preseason and then into the regular season. I think there's still be protocols put in place.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see the preseason attendance and the games. I'm with you. I think those barns are gonna be sold out. People are just so anxious and excited to watch live sports, especially their beloved Edmonton Oilers, right? So it's gonna be interesting. Yeah. And I think me and you share the same sentiment here, where we knew this was coming. It was just a matter of time, and we move forward. And Tom, if things get better, that they might stop this maybe 2-3 months in, right? Like, doesn't mean it's forever or anything like that. So
did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There is something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mix box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they are healthy too. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Go to built.com and use promo code grasshopper15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code grasshopper15 for 50% off at built.com. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest 200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
Let's get to the team here. We haven't talked in a while about the team. I know we're both kind of you do some fill in on the two guys, and we've chatted there. But yeah. Edmonton Oilers, I know we both think the team is better, especially offensively. What's for you when you look at the decor? I haven't asked you this, but I've talked with Maddie and Tyler Yaremchuk about this. Is the defense better today than it was at the end of the last season?
I think so, but I'm reluctant to go in wholeheartedly. Like, I think it is. Like, on paper, to me, I go, well, you've got Cody Ceci. He's been around a while. He's 27 years old, had a pretty good year on a pretty good Pittsburgh team last year. Maybe he's starting to hit, you know, his ceiling in terms of what he can bring to the table. And that's pretty darn respectable. Then you've got Tyson Barrie coming back. Let's not forget, he led all defensemen in scoring last season. That's pretty important.
Yes. Way, Tom. Like, come on. Anyone can lead the league in scoring for defensemen, right?
Oh, sorry. I forgot. Yeah. Yeah. That's why it's taken 30-something years for another Oilers defenseman to do it, right? My bad. Anyway, I'm sure he's going to have another tremendous season. Darnell Nurse hopefully maintains his level, maybe even elevates it a little bit. And then now you got Duncan Keith. I would take Duncan Keith in the second pairing any day over Dmitry Kulikov. And then that third pairing, it looks like a rotation between Chris Russell and Slater Koekkoek. And to me, that's just fine too. Two veteran guys, different situations, different body types, depending on the opposition you're facing on a specific night, you can interchange them. Russell can play the right side if someone on the right side is banged up. And then here's the other thing is you got Evan Bouchard, and basically they're giving him the free reins to run and become a full-time NHL defenseman. And it's up to him. They obviously have faith in him. So let's see what he can do. No more excuses. Nobody else in front of him. It's just up to him to try to reach that ceiling that's been set for him. I'm sure he's got an internal bar that he set for himself. I'm sure the team has set a bar for him. And obviously there's probably an eager expectation from the fans. So they should be better, Nanso, but part of me still wants to see them perform on the ice and kind of, I have this attitude, like, I think you're better, but I need you to prove it to me. And that's just me in my own mind. And I always do this to myself, is being devil's advocate. So I think they are better. We'll see. The proof will be in the pudding when they start playing and hit the ice, September 25th?
I've said it on a bunch of times on this podcast where it's kind of a wait and see. Like, I want him to do well, obviously, but I just don't know what. For you, how much pressure is on a 38 or whatever age he is, Duncan Keith? He came over in the trade. I think everybody's feels kind of cool that we're going to be able to see Duncan Keith in an Oiler uniform, even though he's not what he once was. But sure. You look at the dollar amount and the trade that went down. People were furious. I was one of them with no money retained. And he had some things to say, like, we'll see who's slow at training camp. But how much pressure? Because I think, like, and don't get me wrong, he's not playing the same role in Chicago. We all know that. But they're counting on him. You brought him up and you gave up what you did because you think this guy can play in your top four. Like, for you, how much pressure and how much of this defense being successful is going to be on Duncan Keith?
Some, but he's not the marquee guy on this blue line anymore. There's two, arguably three guys ahead of him, maybe potentially four. I would definitely put Darnell Nurse and Tyson Barrie ahead of him. And then depending on what Cody Ceci brings to the table, he might be used a little bit more. And then if Evan Bouchard can quickly develop, maybe that bumps him down to the fourth or fifth most important defenseman or relied upon or pressure sensitive guy, but he's still important. Like, he's going to be very valuable to this blue line. Second pairing left shot guy. You need that guy. And if he's not playing 24 minutes, like he was every night for Chicago last year, and he's down to like 18 to 20 and he gets a little bit of power play time, gets some PK time, and he's not, you know, gassed by the end of the game, I think you're doing okay. I really do. So if he's motivated like that and wants to prove people wrong, I think that's important. And I think that goes a long way too. When a guy's got that thirst and that fire to say, well, you don't believe in me, well, screw you, I'll show you. That goes a long way. Mike Smith has been doing it for the last 2 years here.
Yeah. And, he's gonna do a few more.
Yeah. But there's still pressure on Ducky Keith. Let's not kid ourselves. This guy has been one of the best defensemen in the league for the last decade. And so there's going to be pressure. He's going to put pressure on himself. The team's going to expect stuff from him. The fan base will expect stuff, but I don't think he's going to be the guy that's going to be used as much as Nurse, potentially Barrie, potentially Koekkoek. And then maybe at some point in the season, as much as Bouchard. And that's just fine. If he can just settle in, provide valuable minutes and not hurt them and provide a little bit of offense and has that wisdom to impart on them and the calmness, the poise, you and I talked about that was lacking after game three against the Jets, then it's all good. Then that price point, even though it sucks now, people don't like what they gave up to trade for him. But if that stuff comes through and they're winning more games than losing and they're in, you know, one or two in the division, first or second in the division, then I think everything's okay.
One last one here for you. Evan Bouchard, I mean, talked about a lot. We heard it last year why he wasn't playing and he can replace Barry. Listen, we both like this guy. He can move a puck like business. He's excellent at that. I still want to see him. He's got the size, but I still want to see him in the defensive zone and playing every night against tougher competition. In an ideal world, does Evan Bouchard start on your third pair and then by, let's say, maybe mid-November, December, he jumps into where CC is on your top four?
Sure. I mean, that's great if he can do that. But how about you try him out, start him on the third pair and see what he can do. Sounds like he's going to be getting PK time. I don't know how much power play time he's going to get off the get-go, but let him dictate it. Don't go, okay, it's December. You need to be playing in the second pair, bumping down Cody Ceci or potentially Tyson Barrie. That might be unnecessary pressure. Let him dictate his progression. And if he needs to stay in the third pairing for the whole season, fine. If that benefits the team and the player,
so be it.
Fine. If you can slot him into certain scenarios where you see that there's some growth in his game and you can trust him in certain areas, put him up there. That's fine. That's a good problem to have. But there's no, I think it doesn't need to be put out there, or there doesn't need to be a rhetoric saying, okay, by November 25th, Evan Bouchard needs to be in your second pair by
like a
March
plan.
2nd. Don't do that, because I think that creates unnecessary pressure, lofty expectations, and then what happens if things are taking slower to get to that point for Evan Bouchard?
Yeah.
Does the fan base just get frustrated and start dumping on him? That's not fair. Right? That's not fair to the player. And then you look back and we'll say that did happen. We'd be reflecting and going, well, did we put too much pressure on him by creating this timeline? Yes. The answer is yes. Let him figure it out. He's played 21 NHL games. He's a young defenseman. He's got a ton of potential. If he needs to stay in the third pair, fine. If he's better than that, excellent. Great problem. Arrow up. Go for it. But to create these kind of imaginary timelines and expectations and these bars to hit at certain points in the season, I don't know if I'm really in agreement with that, but let this guy develop and become the excellent defenseman he's expected to. How long it takes, it's up to Evan Bouchard.
Yeah, well said, Tommy. I'm with you. And here it's just because of the struggles of this organization for so long. We always want to rush everyone and think they're ready and think they can do what Tyson Barrie does. And that's not the case usually, but Evan Bouchard, I'm totally in agreement with you. Like, let him dictate where he goes, and he's going to have a great opportunity, way more than he did last year. So I'm excited to see what he can do. Tommy, like always, my friend, thank you so much for taking the time today to join me. We'll be chatting soon as training camp approaches, and have a good one, buddy.
Thank you, Nanso. Always a pleasure to be here. You know that.
Big shout out to Tom Gazzola for joining me here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Good conversation there about the big news of the day is the Oilers will require proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test to attend games. That's starting with the first preseason game on, just let me get the date correct here, September 28th. So yeah, it's that's the big news of the day. We kind of saw this coming yesterday with the news from Calgary. And if we go around the NHL, not a lot going on. Like I said, Valtteri Filppula signs in Switzerland. Canadian girls are in action at 4 o'clock. They look to go 3-0. They're taking on the Swiss. You can catch that game on TS. And then we talked about the decor of the Oilers, which is a big, big question mark heading into the season. As Duncan Keith, how much pressure is on him? What's Evan Bouchard going to turn into in year one being a full-time NHLer? What about Cody Ceci? About Darnell Nurse? Can he live up to that $9.25 million? I still can't believe. I remember years ago, I was like, 6 is too much for this guy. Now, I've become a fan because last year he was awesome. He took that next step. I was okay with paying him 7 now, but when it jumped to 9, I was like, oh dear. But it is what it is. Here's your best defenseman. You couldn't walk away from him. So you sign him up and you hope for the best, and you hope he keeps trending in the right direction and becomes an absolute monster back there like he was last season. All right, guys, going to wrap this one up. Thank you so much for tuning in, downloading. Keep the downloads coming. We'll have another one this week. Probably not tomorrow. We're probably looking at Thursday or Friday. Hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers Podcast. Anybody you'd like me to have on, player, media, and I'll see if I can make that happen for you. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my producer, Juanito, I am HernanTheMan talking Los Petroleros.